On the 6th of January, from the earliest days of the church, Easterners as well as Westerners were celebrating the feast of the Epiphany or Theophany, in Greek called Theophania, by which we celebrate the baptism of Christ, the historical event of the baptism of Christ in the River Jordan by St. John the Baptist, and in connection with the baptism of Christ in the River Jordan, also the manifestation of God as a triune God. It is the first New Testament manifestation, explicit manifestation of God as a triune God. The Father addressing the Son, "This is my beloved Son." The Son being baptized in the River Jordan, the streams of the Jordan. He himself cleansed the whole of humanity and renewed it from inside by assuming our humanity on him.
So what does that mean for people? Is it a time for them to go through an inner cleanliness?
Yes, it's a time connected also with the beginning of the year and the whole period of the 12 days of Christmas, which begin with Christmas Day and then conclude with the 7th of January, the day after the Epiphany, in which we celebrate the name of St. John the Baptist, and many people would celebrate their name day, including myself. The whole period, the entire period is perceived as a period of renewal, of great hope for the coming year, and the sanctification of the water, the church services, play a great deal in preparing one for that spiritual renewal that is required at the beginning of the new year.
And what kind of things do people do to bring into their own personal lives that prepare them for renewal?
First of all, prior to Christmas, prior to 25th of December, people prepare themselves for the great festivals to come, that is Christmas and Epiphany, by a period of observance of fasting, of Lenten fasting, which in the West is called Advent. We call it the Christmas fast for 40 days, which begins on the 15th of November and concludes on the 24th of December. During that period of time, people make an effort to observe the Lenten fasting. They make ready for the sacrament of confession, receive Holy Communion. So by fasting, Holy Communion, confession and Holy Communion, by these elements, by these means, by reconciliation with God, with people, with themselves. And then in addition to that, the beauty of the divine services celebrated in church during the festive season, and concluding then with the holy water of the Epiphany, which is sanctified, as I said, at a fountain or a river near the church, that is in the middle of nature, to emphasize the cosmic sanctification of the entire nature, not only of humans, but also of the mineral and animal worlds. That holy water is taken also by the priests to the houses, to the homes of the people. The entire house is blessed. And also the farms, if there are farms around the houses, and the animals around the houses. So the entire creation at the beginning of the new year is being blessed, cleansed and renewed.
It's interesting that you look at the entire creation. I mean, does that bring up environmental issues for the Orthodox Church?
Yes, the whole is not just simply a human perception of things, but once we look upon things from a spiritual perspective, as a consequence of the birth of Christ, his baptism in the River Jordan, ultimately as a result of the cross and the resurrection of Christ, we see that the entire creation is being sanctified. Nothing is secular, in inverted commas, anymore. Everything experienced a renewal, a sanctification, by the fact that Christ, as the Son of God, came into our midst and he crucified our sins on the cross and rose from the dead. And the blessing of the water of Epiphany as means of sanctification emphasizes exactly that element, that the entire creation is being sanctified by Christ. And of course, the consequences are very clear then for everybody that wish to follow Christ and his teaching. That is, we look differently then upon the nature all around us, upon the rivers, upon the water, about all the resources that the planet Earth has to offer to us, are perceived, beheld in a new light as a result of the Epiphany of our Lord.